As you may know, the federal government has shut down. If it lasts a few days, the effects could be minimal. But Emmanuel Martinez explains what could happen if the shutdown is longer than a couple of days.
Today marks the beginning of a new year for Congress, a new year for budget spending. But Congress rung in the new year with a hiatus. In a normal year, the House and the Senate normally agree on how much money to spend, and the president signs off on that agreement.
In the absence of that happening, there's no money to be spent, so thus as a result, the government is shut down.
That was Christian Gross, a professor of political science at the University of Southern California. This year's impasse has affected the federal government at many levels.
In general, most executive agencies and departments who are charged with implementing existing laws, right?
And on a smaller level?
The census website is no longer active, which is, you know, data on the American public that the government collects. The National Zoo is shut down.
The stoppage will affect about 800,000 federal government employees. And 17 years ago, the last time there was a government shutdown, Jan Zari was in elementary school. But today, he works in the court system, which isn't affected just yet.
Well, for now, the courts are still going to be open. We're going to be using contingency funding to stay open for another couple of weeks, 10 business days.
And after those 10 days are up?
Yeah, it's kind of a big question mark what happens after our contingency fund is out.
They're not going to be getting salary. They can probably live with that for a day or two, but if the government shutdown goes on for weeks, that could actually impact their bottom lines. They won't be able to pay mortgages, rent.
Professor Gross says history may dictate how long this one will last.
Historically, there's been a number of shutdowns to the government. Typically, they're only a couple of days, but the one that this one most reminds me of is the last government shutdown, which was in 1995.
And that one lasted about 3 weeks. Emmanuel Martinez, Annenberg Radio News.